I wasn't born with a 50-degree curve in my back. Scoliosis is something that arrives during puberty and twists and turns your spine and back muscles. And I was diagnosed when I was 16. The doctors bent me over, gave me some x-rays, and then said I was a candidate for spinal fusion. Surgery.
When the doctor put the x-ray on the screen, I was in complete shock. The back had such a curve to it. I'd never seen a back like that.
You're listening to My Mom and My Dad.
And then my mind just started coming with all these questions. How long was the surgery? What did the surgery entail? What are the side effects of the surgery? So I kind of just had to sit for a minute and digest it.
It was more like, okay, what goes on with this? What comes with it? Didn't know a lot. So my initial thoughts were like, what's next steps? What do we do? You know, how do we correct this? What's the least invasive way to do it?
They're operating on my daughter, for one. They're operating on my daughter's spine, for two. So there are a lot of complications. I mean, all the way from nerve damage to permanent paralysis to even death. Anytime a loved one goes under surgery, it's nerve-wracking, but this was not a minor surgery in the least.
Spinal fusion is when they put rods and pins into your back to permanently straighten it out. It means 3 days in the hospital, 2 weeks out of school, 6 weeks out of any activity, and 3 months out of most sports. The doctors basically gave me a choice: live my life with the curve and the aches and pains that came with it, or live with the bionic spine, a permanent option that wasn't even guaranteed to get rid of my daily pain. In the end, it was up to me to make that decision.
Well, initially, I wanted you to have it. And then when I started thinking about it, I talked myself into wanting you not to have it.
But ultimately, it's going to end up with you. And I knew it was always going to end up with you. And either way, we were going to support it. I would support it. It was just ultimately your decision.
How could I possibly make the right choice? What if I choose wrong? I was 16 and I had a whole life ahead of me and I didn't want it to be one of regret. What if I'm better off without? But at the same time, I didn't want to live a life of chronic pain. What if it only gets worse? The worst part about scoliosis isn't the curve in your spine. It's the way it twists and turns your muscles like the stripes on a candy cane. And even though surgery doesn't always fix this problem, I knew that I had to at least try. So the date was set, December 20th. The surgery itself was nothing for me. I was put asleep and then I woke up what felt like maybe 5 minutes later, almost like when you accidentally fall into a nap. My first couple minutes awake were groggy, but I had just gone through 7 hours of surgery. Everybody around me was a little understanding.
Are you coming out? You already out.
What do you mean?
You're just doing more stuff. You're looking all around.
Because I'm observing my situation, Mom.
Observing the situation.
After the initial shock, the pain started to settle in. My muscles ached after being stretched into place. The incision burned. But the doctors did keep me pretty drugged up.
Morphine, methadone, Valium.
I played my favorite Christmas songs to help it all fade away. It was my second day in the hospital, December 22nd, and I was in a holiday mood.
Well, you were weak, and you were vulnerable, and you were pale, and you were in pain, and that is not the daughter I know, so it was really hard to see you that way.
With your messy bun on top of your head and unwashed, laying there, you know, kind of pathetic would be the opportune word that I would use. You were kind of out of it. You were really out of it. And then you'd have your moments of being fine, and then you'd have your moments when you hit the wall, where it was time for everybody to clear out the room.
I'm Alex Cruikshanks. Pain is there. It hurts. I'll be later. Bye.
I went home Friday, December 23rd. The temperature was in the negatives, and I was nauseous and sore, with my back spasming and tensing up without warning. I could, however, take stairs one at a time and get out of bed by myself. These little signs of recovery started popping up all over the place, but this didn't last for long. The morning of Christmas Eve, I woke up with my stomach churning. I was at the point of dehydration, but I couldn't eat or drink. We ended up going to the emergency room so I could get fluids from an IV, and I spent Christmas Eve in a hospital bed. My recovery seemed to take two steps back as all the little milestones seemed to work in reverse. This time I laid there listening to other music. I wasn't in the Christmas mood. Christmas afternoon and really did recover from there. Each day I could eat a little bit more food, walk a little farther, stand a little longer. After 2 weeks I could shower again. After 4 weeks I could sit through a full day of school. And after 6 weeks I could just barely pick things up off the ground.
I'm impressed with the recovery. I mean, day one, walking? Not much, but at least you had the physical therapist come in and go. You off of meds after a week, you still, got up and down and walked around. And like I said, it was more than I would have been able to do.
I remember before the surgery, the doctor was talking to us and she was saying how this is a life-changing moment and it's your choice, right? A lot of people go through the surgery and you can choose not to get better and make excuses, or you can choose to take one step at a time and one stair at a time and one tooth at a time as you brushed your teeth for the first time in at the sink, that type of thing. And that's what you did. You just were very goal-oriented and you just kept pushing yourself, which makes a mom proud.
In the end, I can't sit here and tell you my spinal fusion has changed me into a stronger, better person. If anything, I think what's changed the most is just my posture. I also can't say whether or not the surgery was worth it. I'm never going to be able to bend backwards again, but I will also never have to live with the threat of my curve looming in the background. However, there's nothing scarier than thinking perhaps all of this was the wrong choice for me to make. Nonetheless, I wasn't born with a 50-degree curve in my back, but I made the decision to fix it, and that can't be undone. For 91.3 WHJE, this has been Alex Cruikshanks with my feature project, Standing Straight. For more work like this, including my regular podcast, Environmental, visit our website, whje.com.